Well, it's finally here. It's Christmas week, and I'd like to start by again thanking our anti-fan, Nick, who has been just rocking it out for several days now on Facebook, saying how strongly he feels we are annoying. We don't deserve the show. We should be fired. It can't happen soon enough. He looks forward to the day that we lose our income and are out on the street.
Yeah, tell that to my kids, Nick.
So it's just been going on and on all weekend. And I welcome the hate. Matter of fact, I feed on it. I really enjoy getting people like Anti-Fan Nick reaching out and saying how much they hate the show more than people that write in and say they love the show.
No, that's not true.
No, it is true. And I do appreciate it. Believe me, thank you. It's very kind. I appreciate it. We love our fans. We do. It's amazing that anybody listens. So thank you.
If you
listen every day, we can't tell you how grateful we are. I have to admit, I have more fun when we get somebody that hates the show. Because he said, you're a joke and you know it. And I wrote back and it makes him crazy because I go, I am a joke and I do know it. If only I had the knowledge and wisdom of someone like you, retired postal worker, maybe I could have a successful radio show. Gosh, thanks, Nick. I love it. I'll go at it all day. He thinks that he's going to troll me and win. Not a chance. I'll do this till the end of time.
No, I know.
That's how this happens, Renee. I'll quit the show and just spend day and night trolling you back. It doesn't bother me at all. There's nothing. You can't shame me. There's nothing you can do. Believe me, I'm a broken person. There's nothing you can do to upset me.
My favorite part about Nick is he does keep coming back just like you want. And every time he does, there's like total grammatical errors in everything that he does, spelling errors. And that's the stuff that I thrive on. And I will hit you on that. I don't care what you say about me. Don't misplace your commas when you're talking to me.
Here's my favorite. Here's my favorite part of who this guy is. This is what I love the most. And this is always true when you get somebody that's really mean like this and writes mean things. And by the way, look, maybe you don't like our show, and that's fine. And I totally accept that. Week of Christmas, this guy chooses, instead of just saying, you know, I really think the show stinks. I wish you'd play more songs by Metallica. Whatever it is your complaint is, right?
Right.
He says, you guys suck so bad, I look forward to you being fired and losing your livelihood the week of Christmas. You go to his page, and he's got a vigil for his father who passed away last year. God bless this special angel. Can we please care about our fellows? Get vaccinated and save others.
Yeah.
What a terrible person. God.
Wow.
Man.
Oh.
I'll let it all go.
Okay.
I just enjoy it. I just wanted to shock everybody.
Well, no, I mean, I get it. I think whether you like somebody or not, you don't ever wish somebody to lose their livelihood. I mean, just turn it off.
I think it's great.
Best thing about Nick is he hates the show so much, yet he listens every day and comments on everything. Hates it so much. That's what I don't get.
And by the way, Nick, if you go and find another show to hate, they will not spend this much time shouting you out and writing to you on Facebook. You're getting really great customer service from us. So I want to thank you for making this a very special Christmas week for me from the bottom of my heart. Thanks, Anti-Fan Nick. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. We're back to business Monday, December the 20th, 2021, down to the final three shows of the year, unless you're hearing a rerun, in which case, this is not one of the last three shows of the year.
No.
But there you go, one of the last three regular shows, regularly scheduled broadcasts of the year. Can we say that?
Yeah.
December 20th, 2021, kind of an eventful weekend. Vinny, very excited. I've never seen him so excited, as a matter of fact. Go to the movies, go see Spider-Man No Way From Home, far and away the biggest movie of the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest movie of the month. Looks like it may well be the highest grossing movie of the year.
Of the year, yep.
It's trying to do out Ghostbusters and James Bond and Fast and Furious and all that. So.
No problem.
So what?
No problem.
What'd you think? Are you happy?
So I saw someone post on Facebook that this is probably the best Marvel movie of all time.
Okay.
Well, that's not hard to do, but.
I think. What?
Whoa, I'm just teasing
Rochelle?
You. I'm just teasing.
Listen, we live in a DC household, okay?
Yeah, so we do.
I have her trained
right.
well.
Yes. I actually prefer the Thor movies, but.
That's just because
you're like Chris Hemsworth's muscle. That's all
you Yep.
Yeah.
But no, it was a great movie, and I do think it was probably one of the best ones
of the year.
It was fantastic.
All right, listen, close your ears if you're going to go see it and you're interested. If not, give us some spoilers for people to just have a passing curiosity because there's all this buzz about how characters from the other Spider-Man movies with other guys playing Spider-Man are now in this Spider-Man movie. Tell us what happened.
Ooh, I don't know if I still don't want to just say what happened even.
Okay, I'll tell everybody. Tobey Maguire is in it, so he's Spider-Man.
But is that a spoiler? We knew.
Yeah,
we knew
I guess
that,
it's not,
right?
Really.
But there's, this is like how excited I was for Ghostbusters. We knew Bill Murray was going to be in it, but then you actually see him up there in the big screen. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that not true? Did you not get goosebumps? Did everybody start clapping in the theater when Tobey comes on the screen?
Yeah, everyone cheered and kind of had a freak out moment. But it was the like how he how you saw them enter these characters. Not only the other two Spider-Mans, but the villains they had. It was just every time you saw a character from one of the older movies, everyone was like, oh, every time. So it was pretty cool, and it was just a really good movie.
Now, wait a minute. So Andrew Garfield was in it, too. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to ask if Emma Stone is in it, but you're going to get mad at me if I do that.
Why am I going to get in? Why am because I going to get in?
Robbie, I think you got to go see it yourself.
Yeah, well, I can't go by myself. That's for sure. I'm not allowed.
Whatever. I heard that there were post-credit spoilers. The next villain was revealed.
Oh, okay.
There was a post-credit scene that was...
Yes. Oh, I know they usually do that, but that's kind of interesting that they revealed that the next villain in the post-credits.
So Willem Dafoe is back as Green Goblin. Mm-hmm. You got Jamie Foxx, he's back as the Sandman, I think it is. I can't remember what that character
was.
Not
the Octopus Man, right?
Octopus Man also in it. That's Doc Ock is Alfred Molina. There's a bunch of these. They're going to do this again, by the way. They get the Flash movie back to DC. We sound like such a bunch of geeks here.
Yes, you do.
But a lot of people go to see these movies. The Flash movie is coming out, I think, in March. And that's where Michael Keaton is back as Batman because of the deal where they've got Spider-Man going to different timelines. Mm-hmm. They've got Flash going to an alternate universe where the Batman is not Ben Affleck or whoever. It's or Robert Pattinson. It's Michael Keaton again.
I'll give you a spoiler. I just Googled our IMDb. The cast, Emma Stone, is not in it. So
oh, she's not. Okay.
I'm so sorry. You can go watch her be a jerk in Cruella.
I just mentioned once in passing that I like an actress. She never lets it go. She's like, oh, look, your girl's in this movie. I'm like, what movie? Who? What are you talking? I forget.
You do the same thing to me. You just made fun of me for thinking Thor is hot.
Is that not the reason you like the Thor movie?
Is that not the reason you like Cruella?
No, I thought Cruella was a really good movie.
Yeah, I love Cruella. She's the best.
She is. She's super mean to people. I like that. She was very sarcastic.
And she's hot.
The fashion was good. I mean, yeah, she's very pretty, but that doesn't mean that I didn't think it was a good film. Okay. I can't like a movie. I can't think she's a good actress.
I can't just like Thor.
Well, you're just
Thor.
Full of it because I know that you didn't care anything about Thor.
I did. I went and saw the Ragnarok or whatever by myself.
Ragnarok. You don't even know the movie you saw. You're so full of it.
He's got a big hammer. He throws it real far.
He got a big hammer, all right.
Yeah.
Rolls it on out.
Uh-huh.
We were out over the weekend just getting a little dinner. And it's funny. We were at a restaurant and the waiter comes over and he says, well, I'll give you guys some time to look over the menu because we didn't know what we wanted at first. He said, what do you want for appetizer, that kind of thing? I said, I'm not ready. Just, you know, let's do a glass of wine. We'll figure it out. He said, I'll give you time to look at the menu and spend some quality time gazing into this beautiful woman's eyes that you're with, which is a very nice thing to say.
It was.
And maybe he was just trying to, I don't know, get a great tip or make me feel good about the restaurant experience. But I've noticed, especially the last couple of weeks for whatever reason, that there's people that seem to think, well, we were at another get-together there. We went to a get-together, and there were people who said, no, you two are you together? And Rochelle goes, yeah, we're married. Like, it's, you don't know this? Like,
right.
We do a radio show every day talking about this, right?
We both have rings on, but...
She says, oh, okay, because I was going to say, if not, you guys would make a good couple. Right. I was going to embarrass both of you. And so I'm starting to think there's a lot of people that seem to not realize that we not only are a couple, but have been married for a little while now.
Right.
They seem to think we're just dating.
I know exactly why, too.
Why?
Well, what do you think?
Well, they look at a beautiful woman like Rochelle. And
aw, Vinny.
They wonder, when is she going to break this off? Is she just dragging this poor guy along?
No.
Listen, I agree.
I just kidding. No,
even with a ring in my finger, I agree.
Aww.
It doesn't make any sense to anybody.
Vinny, that was so nice, though.
Yeah, what do you want? What are you getting at? What's the angle here, pal? Pally pal.
He knows how to butter the ladies up.
Something like that. That's not what I've heard, by the way.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got a he said.
She said.
That's on the way at 7:50. We probably could just stop the show right here,
probably.
Though.
Probably.
Hashtag mom. 7:20, 9:20. We have a recap of stories that have happened this year. It'll be our job to figure out if this happened in Florida or China. That's on the way. And a whole lot more. Believe it or not, this week not quite as crazy as I was thinking it might be. At least not yet. It is only Monday. But it is a big Christmas week, so thanks for sending in events, things going on around town, some fun events for the whole family to check out, little date nights. Sometimes we get charity events.
Yes.
People trying to give back this time of year. That is what it's all about, after all. So thank you for sending these in. The nonprofit Power Changes Lives Operation Holiday 2021 is happening now through New Year's. They'll help you to adopt a family, support a senior, or help the homeless all throughout Jersey, also New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, so the whole area. After committing, they provide you with the family's full name, contact and shipping information, cash, and other donations also accepted. You can go to operationholiday.net for all the info how to help. Ultimate Family New Year's Eve celebration happening at I Play American Freehold, New Year's Eve, 7:30 to 1 a.m., man, imagine keeping the kids out till 1 o'clock in the morning. They're going to fall asleep.
Not our kids. Are you kidding?
Enjoy a night of rides, party favors, giveaways, confetti cannons. I'm going to fall asleep.
Yes, there you go.
Watch the ball drop on large screens and monitors and a whole lot more. iPlayAmerica.com for tickets and more info. We're going to take the kids to Times Square. And they tell you, now listen, kid, while we're behind these barricades, we can't go to the bathroom. We got to wait here. It's going to be like 3 hours. We can be like, okay, 10 minutes in, I gotta go.
Yeah. We're not doing it. I'm not going. We're not going. That's
put
not
on
fun.
The diaper. Six Flags Holiday Park.
Did they put on a diaper?
That's what I tell them. What are we going to do? This is why I wouldn't take him to Times Square. Yeah. But if we did, Six Flags Holiday Park drive-thru experience happening now through January 9th. Experience thousands of lights from the comfort of your own car. Okay. Tickets are required. SixFlags.com for more. And a reminder, speaking of New Year's Eve, 107.1 The Boss presents Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. We will see you there for that New Year's Eve show at the Count Basie Theater. Get more info, 1071theboss.com, on that and every other event. Just a couple of things we thought you would like to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, with intern Vince. This is going to be fun. Now, I have to admit, we've already done the last dumb crook news of the year. Mm-hmm. But if you enjoy dumb crook news, which we typically do on Friday, you know that we often go to Florida because it's always Florida. And we have some headlines here that have come out of the state of Florida and some that have come from China. Now, I don't know why they picked China. I guess there tend to be
there's usually a lot of silly stories that come out of China, too, for whatever reason.
The you and Vinny prep all this stuff. Is that true? Are there a lot of goofy stories out of China?
Yeah, for some reason, we get a lot from across the pond in London, specifically. A lot from China and a lot from Florida. Those three regions.
I love how Florida's on that list.
it's just that state in particular. There seems
China,
to be
China, Europe? And Florida.
Right, exactly.
Listen,
exactly.
Florida makes sense to me because if you've been to Florida, you know exactly why that makes sense. It's a lot of alligators and pickup trucks, okay? I get it. It's a weird place. Yeah. China, it's the most populated country.
Right.
You get like 2 billion people there. So by default, strange things will happen because there's just so many people.
Right.
England, though, you think of being sophisticated. Oh, may I have some Grey Poupon, please? Also, I just pooped on the floor. Like, you wouldn't expect that, you know? But
for whatever reason, the stories that usually come out of England are just outrageous. Stories. Yeah. So there's not a lot of them, but they happen to be, the headlines are just, you're like, what?
Okay, well, England has nothing to do with this one. We went through and we compiled a list of headlines of crazy things that happened over the past year. This is kind of like 2021 in review in Florida or China, and I'm going to kind of organize these such I want you guys to guess which came from where. Just for fun. You ready for this?
Okay.
I like to put the two of you mano-a-mano in competition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A man suspected of using a private plane to draw a giant radar penis. Which I
that
was kidding.
That sounds a little sophisticated, so I'm going to go China.
Yeah. Vinny?
So I have either China or...
Or Florida.
Or Florida.
Florida.
It is Florida.
Oh, dang.
This guy got together every penny in the piggy bank to charter a private plane to draw a giant radar wiener.
My penis is already packed.
Man broke into a home to cook, drink, and do his kids' homework before leaving without stealing a thing. China or Florida?
You know what?
I'm going China again.
Yeah, I mean, I would...
I'm going China again.
Yeah, you were correct. It is China.
Yeah.
And we think of the Chinese people as very polite, kind of prim and proper people. Mm-hmm. So they went in, prepared a little dinner, did their kids' homework, and out they went.
Didn't steal
a thing. Very smart. Yeah. Florida, not as much. Man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing an alligator through a fast food window. Come on.
That's gotta be Florida.
We all know that.
That was Florida. That was a softball right there.
Isn't that their like state animal? I feel like it should be.
I'm throwing him through a window.
Oh, crikey.
If it's not a gator, it's a crocodile. Yeah. They got crocodiles down there? That might be Australia. That could be confusing. I don't know. I think they just have alligators in Florida. Now I sound like the dummy.
I think crocodiles.
Don't ask me.
Are crocodiles saltwater?
I think that might be it. Yeah.
No idea.
So like usually they have them in the, they're like in the river. rivers and stuff in Florida. The alligators.
They're reptiles.
Yeah. They're reptiles. They don't lay eggs. No, they do lay eggs.
They do lay eggs.
Mammals don't lay eggs.
How did we get this show?
Oh, boy.
How did we get this show?
Mom, I love you.
Man tired of waiting at the hospital steals an ambulance, drives himself home. Florida or China?
China.
Ooh. Eh, Florida.
It was Florida.
Dang it. I suck at these.
Man breaks into a jail to visit some friends.
Florida.
Yeah, one. I mean, come on. That's got to be Florida.
Of course it's Florida. Man wrecks a driving school with his first car. Buys his first car and then crashes into a stand at a driving school.
Seems like something that would happen here.
Florida, yeah, or China?
I'm going China.
I'm going China, too.
It is China.
Yes.
Ooh.
Man arrested for stabbing a tourist.
Ooh.
Even though he had no arms. Florida.
Oh, gosh.
Or China.
That's awful.
It is a terrifying story.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
China?
China, yeah.
That is Florida.
Okay.
Wow. People walking out of SeaWorld, he's like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, that's awful.
All right, here's the kicker. Man rips a urinal from a restaurant bathroom, walks out with it. Found naked in the woods, using it by authorities.
Oh,
Florida,
my gosh.
Or China.
That's got to be Florida.
That's a Florida thing.
That was Florida.
Got to be Florida.
That's how we play Florida or China. I would like to remind you, our 2021 year in review, each of these absolutely true events that have happened this past year. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Rochelle comes back into the control booth here from being out in the hallway, going to get a little refresher on the coffee.
Yeah.
And says, and I'm, of course, as usual, working very hard and in the middle of something and say, well, what's the matter? What's going, what was that? She's like, that's nothing. What are we doing next? I said, no, wait a minute. What is it? And Vinny, by the way, you'll learn this if you haven't already with your girlfriend. If you don't nip these things in the bud, you don't get to the bottom of it, you don't talk it out right now, it'll fester until another little small thing happens and it gets blown out of proportion. So I try to diffuse these situations.
Cool.
I'm like MacGyver.
Cool.
Cutting the white wire, not the yellow wire, on a bomb about to go off, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm
what
like.
You are.
I'm like MacGyver.
Like MacGyver.
So I like to address these things right away. So she comes back a minute ago and says, well, what's the matter? And what was the matter? What did you witness in the hallway?
I didn't witness firsthand, but I went to go look. We have staff mailboxes.
Yes.
And they all just have our names
put
on there.
Put your timesheet in there.
Put your timesheet. If there's whatever, memos.
Memos, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in just about every single mailbox, there is a Christmas card and a box of candy.
From?
I don't know, because we don't have one. We do not have the candy or the Christmas card in our mailbox.
No, we do have. Hang on a second. I have not gone out there to look at my mailbox today, to be honest with you. Of course, I have a palatial office, so there's really no reason for me to. People have just put it in my office. So I don't often check my mailbox. But.
Okay, whatever. You're so ridiculous.
It's a joke.
Uh-huh.
It's a joke.
People just walk into your office. It's, they don't respect your office at all.
It's very true. Oh. How do they? Where's my mouse? How did this happen? No, this is true. There's different divisions of our business here.
Yeah.
We have people that work in the sales department. There's IT people. There's engineering people that deal with all the technical stuff. Then there are the disc jockeys.
Right.
There's all sorts of people that work here that aren't necessarily all part of the same part of the
and
organization.
I get that.
So were the mailboxes of the other DJs, the other on-air radio hosts, filled?
I'm going to be honest. Not every mailbox was full, and I didn't go through and like look at who's had it, because I think they're alphabetical up to a point. So I didn't go through and like sift through everyone's mailbox. But there are a lot over there.
Well, I'm just saying maybe it's possible that the department head for one organization decided to do something for their staff and then another didn't.
But then why would you put it in such a public place where everyone's stuff is at to make it look like...
Because I think you care more about getting free chocolate than most people.
I don't even want free... My first thought was, oh, are we doing Christmas gifts for each other? Because last year we did do gifts for people in the office. We got Vinny a gift. We got another coworker. We got the salespeople gifts. Do we have to do that?
Have to do anything. If you want to do it, it's nice.
I'm not going to get them a gift. They didn't get me a gift and got other people a gift.
Well, that's not how it works. If you choose to buy people gifts, you buy them gifts. And then if someone chose to buy you gifts, wonderful. But if they don't, they don't. And let me just say, I don't want anything from anybody. I'm glad that nobody seems to be doing Secret Santa or anything this year. I don't want part of any of that.
I love
all it does
that.
Is exactly what you're talking about. It builds resentment and people are upset and there's questions. Who needs
any
of that?
I'm just wondering, like, are we supposed to do that? If that is,
no one is supposed to do anything. Okay. You want to give somebody something, you pop by their desk and say, hey, Merry Christmas, good to see you.
But
see
then
you
if someone gives you a gift, you have to then return a gift. No?
I mean, it's a nice thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just saying.
No one gave us anything, so don't worry about it.
What if this was just the sales department, and then come Wednesday, when we're not going to be here Thursday, there's something in there, and now I don't have time to get a
So you bring it the first
gift.
Week of January when everybody's
then
back in the...
You can't do that. You got to be prepared.
You just say, we were on vacation. Sorry, it's fine. You get stressed out about nothing. Vinny, is she not overreacting? Come on, be fair.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta chill. Well, can't control that, Rochelle.
Listen, Vinny, last year I got you booze. Do you not want booze again?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
I guess I would like booze.
By the way, we were at a station event a couple of days ago, and I do have to mention this. And I won't mention... I won't mention names or anything like that, but there's a female who attended the event, and I'm not sure if she was on our staff or she was somebody visiting or who it was, but there's a person that was in my vision, and I had trouble focusing on what we were doing because this person looked like you if you were wearing a blonde wig.
This is true.
And by the way,
this is so true.
What I'm saying is that Vinny is so pretty. If he put on a blonde wig, he would look like this woman.
Vinny actually has a photo. I don't know if you remember this. He had it taped up on the door at one point of him as a woman. Where
he did like an AI facial correction thing.
Remember when you did that, Vinny?
It was like a cartoon.
Quite proud of that moment, but I look good.
You did look good, and this girl is very pretty, but we looked, and it looked like it could have been your twin.
Like it's Vinny with a wig on.
It's Vinny's
so
twin.
Weird.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Did they have a mole?
Well,
yes. Yes, not in the exact, on the face, but not in the exact spot as yours. Weird. Weird. It looks like your twin as a female.
It was one of those things where like you say hello, and in my family, I'm just like, Vinny. Like I couldn't get anything else out because I just...
Mole, 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 mole.
I'm just not going to say a word. If you have nothing, just say nothing at all. Sorry you look like Vinny. Rochelle wearing an ugly Christmas sweater today.
It's not ugly.
It was ugly Christmas sweater day.
It's not ugly.
This past week.
You think it's ugly?
Did you not wear that intentionally as an ugly Christmas sweater?
I didn't necessarily wear it as an ugly Christmas sweater. It's just a Christmas sweater because it has sparkles and it says Merry and Bright.
First of all, it's a gray sweater. Gray,
sparkles.
Gray, I don't necessarily
Look,
think of.
There's sparkles in there.
There are sparkles, I'll give you that, but I don't necessarily think of gray as a Christmas color. I think of red and green as Christmas colors, maybe gold.
Well, there's gold right here, and I have gold shoes on.
There is, of course, the Silver Bell song, so I guess I'll give you that.
Yes.
You're like a giant Silver Bell.
Yes.
Okay.
Or like the Hark the Herald Angel Singing, like the angel color. I'm an angel.
What angel is gray? What is that? What are they, like old angels? What are you talking about?
Well, they wear white.
Can I finish describing your sweater, please?
Sure.
It's a gray sweater. It does have sparkle in the gray, and it says in gray letters, Merry and Bright.
It says in white letters. You are colorblind.
And it's got a pretzel in between.
That's an ampersand.
That's what it is. Oh, it's an ampersand for and.
It's an and.
Well, it looks like a pretzel.
Merry and Bright. What are you talking?
I look at your sweater and I want Auntie Anne's at the mall, okay?
Now that you say it, it does kind of look like
looks
a
like an
pretzel.
Auntie Anne's pretzel. I'm like, what's this? Christmas pretzels? This lady's selling Christmas pretzels right here before my very eyes.
That's amazing.
Wearing a gray sweater.
You're right. That does. I will give you that. It looks like a pretzel.
So anyway, that's just a little description of what it's like if you're in a room with us. Because you probably think to yourself, I listen to them every day. What's it like being with them? Now you know. Ampersands and pretzels. Name of my next cover band.
There you go.
My one-man show.
Uh-huh.
All right, time for hashtag mom.
Confession.
A lot of them this time of year. Kids are home from school. A lot of kids already on Christmas break, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sending those naughty and nice lists off to Santa. So we search the hashtag on all of our socials. Hashtag mom, M-O-M mom.
Confession.
And we share them every morning, 7:20, 9:20, just like this.
Jamie Rose said, thoughts and prayers for my husband as our five-year-old just looked him straight in the eyes and told him, you and your jokes are not funny.
Ouch.
You're not funny. Darcy and Zach 14 said, my five-year-old told me that she can't help me clean up her toys because she's tired from all the work she does in kindergarten. When I asked her what she meant by work, she said, ugh, they're making us write our names.
I agree with that. They make you play together, share.
Tough.
Kindergarten was the worst. Great.
Said no one ever.
Well, said this guy.
Georgia Ann Nelson said, ask my six-year-old if she was a tough cookie, and she said no, because cookies crumble. And now I have a new life coach.
Yeah, you know, I went to see my doctor, Dr. Vinny Bumbats. You were not funny. You and your dad jokes.
And not funny.
Hashtag mom.
Confession.
Send them in. You might hear yours every morning, 7:20, 9:20. Thank you for catching up on demand on our page or searching Robbie and Rochelle wherever you get your podcast. We are streaming anytime you want some, you know, some of the show.
Sure.
Now, a couple of things trending this morning we thought you wanted to know. Here is a drunk woman who misplaced her keys talking into the doorbell cam, hoping her roommate will wake up and let her in. Listen, you laugh. You laugh, but you tell me honestly, cross your heart, hope to die, that you haven't been there, okay?
Oh, that's so great.
Luckily, the doorbell cam was recording at the time.
Hey. Hey.
I love that so much.
Luckily, she got in and was just fine.
Oh, good.
A few too many Mercados for her that night.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man, you know, because it's always Florida, although this didn't happen in Florida. It happened as a guy from Florida tried to board a flight at an airport of a United Airlines flight wearing women's underwear because he forgot his face mask. And, you know, you got to wear a mask on the plane, right?
There's nothing more absurd than having to wear a mask till I get to cruising altitude so that I can order Tito's by the double and snack on pretzels.
Okay, fine. So you got your political opinions,
Wait. So he wore women's underwear on his face?
Yeah, he's having a temper tantrum because he didn't remember a mask and he couldn't get on the plane. So there he's starting ranting and raving about how the rules are stupid. But again, that's not why this is a story, Adam. This is a story because you somehow found a pair of women's undies and put that over your head as a face mask.
Got a thong in his mouth.
Where did you get this, Adam? You know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to know where you got it.
No, I don't want to know.
Also, I'd like to remind you, he is from Florida. Well, this is fun. Betty White, I think we've mentioned this, is celebrating her 100th birthday.
Yes.
And a special in theaters. There's a special documentary that's airing just for one day, or being shown one day, January 17th, her birthday. Betty White, 100 years young, a birthday celebration, and includes celebrity guests and clips from her movies and television shows over the years, shown on the big screen.
Things the glorious Betty White is older than, for starters, the states of Alaska and Hawaii.
Well, at least she can laugh about it.
I love her.
She's older than Hawaii and Alaska by like a lot, actually.
Yeah, she's older than sliced bread.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got a front up and butt down, bitch.
Pollstar has released their year-end data for the top grossing tours this year. At least we get concerts back in. We probably don't have them again this year now with everything going on. But
who knows?
At least we had concerts this year.
Who knows?
Rolling Stones were number one. Their No Filter tour grossed almost $120 million. Harry Styles was number two. Then Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy. You know, it's interesting. All rock bands.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised it's not any of the country ones, because all of the country ones did their tours.
Nobody went to see Vanilla Ice this year?
Was he touring?
I don't know. I hope so.
He's like a real estate agent now, isn't he? I'm serious. I think he's a real estate agent.
Two bed or three, Beth? What do you want? Ice Ice Baby. I got to tell you, I can't believe this story. It's just shocking. I'm not saying that I'm defending the guy, but he can't believe it. This is how I felt when we heard about Cosby. Loved the Cosby Show growing up, and you find out the guy's a monster, right? Mm-hmm. Sex and the City star Chris Noth, Mr. Big, accused of sexual assault. Now, we're not talking about groping. We're not talking about comments. We're talking about full-on sexual assault.
Yeah.
Two separate incidents. They have some pretty substantial evidence. He, of course, is denying the whole thing. Finally, some good news for Peloton, though. I don't mean to make a joke about the situation, but I felt bad because people were so sad that his character died that the stock of Peloton went down after that Sex and the City episode.
Yeah.
Now people are like, good, I'm glad the son of a bitch died. You know what I'm saying?
Bye, Mr. Big.
I mean, clearly he's a horrible person.
I guess so.
So now you watch that and it's almost satisfying, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's terrible to say, but everybody's thinking it, aren't they?
It's a terrible.
At least we get the satisfaction of seeing him drop dead on the screen. Yeah. If this is all true.
If it's true, then yeah, that's awful.
Also, hope there's jail involved, you know?
For sure.
Bye-bye.
Eric Clapton has successfully sued a woman in Germany who sold a bootleg CD that she recorded at one of his shows on eBay for $11. The woman said she didn't realize that this was illegal. She now owes Eric Clapton $3,500 in attorney's fees. And look, I understand. She did illegally record and sell his music and make money off his art.
$11.
$11, Eric Clapton.
I mean, what a jerk.
What?
I'm sorry.
Are you doing?
I love Eric Clapton's music. I will say that. I really do. What a jerk move.
What have you ever listened to his music?
I love that Tears in Heaven song. I love that song.
That's a pretty song.
What a jerk.
Again, if we were talking about Vanilla Ice, I could see him needing $3,500. Eric Clapton is a bajillionaire.
Yes.
This just seemed unnecessary, okay?
My guess is it was probably the point. Come on, it was $11. It wasn't like she had a black ops operation happening in the back of her car or something with
black ops operation.
Why would
she be like the CIA?
Well, I'm just saying it's not like she was taking bootleg copies of all of his stuff and selling it out of her trunk for thousands of dollars. She sold a CD for $11. Get over it.
I gotta tell you, you're overthinking this. Can we move on now, please?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you're so upset about
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You're so upset. Well, this is nice. Catherine Schwarzenegger and Chris Pratt expecting baby number two. Mm-hmm. This is a good. I'll be the grandpa again. And I do that. I put the nipple in the mouth and I feed the baby.
That's a terrible impression.
I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm always honest here.
Sure.
You may not like what I have to say, but at least I'm honest, mm-hmm. right? I don't care really at all about the fact. It's fine. I'm glad they're having a baby.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do my Arnold impression.
I figured.
This and Jingle All the Way. Sinbad was in the Christmas movie with me as the thing and that. And I was the governor. Yes. He's actually a great governor. Governor, by the way. Like, he's a really smart guy.
Yeah, he is.
He just talks funny, you know. It's not an accent. It's not an accent. Other people from Austria don't talk like that.
Yeah.
It's just Arnold.
It is. You know? That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Well, it's official. Ryan Seacrest has signed on for another year of hosting Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. This is a surprise. He's been doing it like seven. Did anyone think he wouldn't be doing it?
Oh, big surprise.
He's the host of everything.
Yeah. It's like his 15th year.
It's his 17th year, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They got a big headliner. Avril Lavigne will be headlining the performance this year. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Welcome. We're counting down to 2001, apparently.
I guess so.
I'm excited about this. He's a big fan. He's probably my favorite singer. There is a new Frank Sinatra dramatic series about his life produced by Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's in pre-production right now. They say it will feature Frank's actual voice and an actor portraying Frank, and I have no jokes to make about that because I'd like to see my family again.
That's fair.
That's funny. How is that funny, Frank? Frank would not find that funny. There's another weird thing going on TikTok. But can we go ahead and actually ban TikTok? Remember we were going to do that last year? That seems like it might actually be a good idea.
Okay. Why is that now?
There's a weird trend here. People are posting videos with the hashtag chase your cat. They pick up their Christmas tree and chase their cat around the house. Now the idea is that oftentimes cats will attack the ornaments because cats like the dangling ornaments.
Yes. Our cat knocked our whole tree on the floor.
He did not knock the tree. Well, he did.
He
but
did.
He didn't mean to knock the tree over.
You're always defending him.
I'm not defending
him. He knocked the tree on the floor.
Listen, Rick had no interest. Uh-huh. Rick the cat had no interest in the tree itself. Uh-huh. His interest was trying to look out the window because we put the tree, to be fair, in front of the window that he likes to stare out of.
Well, it's my window.
Sure. And that's true. So I don't think because he's a cat, he didn't have any cognitive dissonance to realize mm-hmm. by hopping up on a windowsill and wagging his tail, he would knock over the tree.
Okay.
I think that's what happened. I don't think he was attacked. He's shown no interest in the tree.
Whatever you want to think. What is this TikTok trend? I want to hear.
Well, people chase the cat around with the tree to make the cat afraid of it so they'll leave the tree alone. But in turn, it just turns into, you know, Looney Tunes around the house. With Dad holding a Christmas tree chasing your poor Fido around.
I don't think that's warranted to get rid of TikTok. I'm going to look that up now. That sounds phenomenal.
You're like anti-cat. You know that? As a cat owner, you are anti-cat.
I'm a dog person. What do you want me to say?
It's offensive. Truly offensive.
I do it to my dog, too, if it makes you feel better.
And from the if you've just given up on life file. Mm. And listen, I understand the news is horrible.
Yeah.
Turns out Mr. Big is a monster.
Yes.
We got the Omicron.
Uh-huh.
We got gas prices.
Uh-huh.
Things are stressful. I get it. So from the I've just given up file,
yes.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have now announced they're also releasing a vodka flavored like the potato chips. It immediately sold out in its first release. Don't be disappointed. They will be releasing more. They use proprietary potatoes to ferment and make the Lay's potato chip flavored vodka.
That sounds delicious.
From the I just don't care anymore file. I'm going to sit on a couch with a bag of potato chips and drink my Lay's potato chip vodka with it.
Yeehaw.
I think I just found what I'm going to get my mom for Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's a good... There's a happy ending for everybody. Everybody involved. World famous celebrity birthday file today. Jonah Hill, 38. I thought he was like 50.
You did?
I'm kind of surprised he's 38.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, I so cannot deal with your dumb logic right now.
No.
That's very nice.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way, but... just what I thought. Alan Parsons, 73. He's from the Alan Parsons Project, who you probably would have forgotten about if they didn't make fun of it in Austin Powers.
All right.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Peter Chris from Kiss. He's 76 today. Today's National Sangria Day.
Okay.
Your move, Lays.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
You're with us at the very beginning of the show. I shocked the cast and crew when I mentioned that I had once employed the services of a personal trainer. That's true. That's a true story.
I'm shocked.
Rochelle has now looked him up. It turns out he's a bartender.
He is a bartender.
He's clearly given up on health and fitness.
Yes.
Oh, maybe not. I mean, doesn't mean he's drinking and eating chips at the bar.
Well, maybe.
He's not sitting there popping back nuts while he's drinking vodka. But he probably
He probably is. I saw the photo.
Is there something that is he got fat? Should I look it up? Is he, do you look heavy?
I'm going to leave it alone. I don't know.
Really? He doesn't look like someone who'd be a personal trainer anymore?
I don't know.
Because I didn't go
I don't know what he looked. I don't know what kind of personal trainer you would hire. So like,
he was tall and skinny like a pencil. Doesn't look like that anymore? All right, show me the picture. Let me see.
Right now?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Like right now?
Yeah, can you dig this up? Because I'm curious what happened. It's going to make me feel better because I thought I needed to get on a fitness regimen then. And oh my gosh, I look so much worse now. I can't say what his name was.
I know, but I don't have, I'm not a friend with him. I didn't Google him.
Can't you look up your previous people?
No, because I looked through your friend list.
All right, I'll look it up myself. Stand by. Okay. What a hassle. We got to get into the business here and you got me doing this.
Does it really matter?
Yeah, I want to see what he looks like now.
It has to be this moment.
Hang on.
Oh.
Here he is. Moved to Washington, D.C., it says. Wow. His profile picture is a bottle of Hennessy, so that's a bad sign.
Yeah. I saw quite a few pictures of hamburgers, and you did say you were doing some sort of caveman diet or something. So.
I mean, he looks great.
Okay. Well, there you go.
He looks great.
Again, I don't know what kind of person you would
hire. He also shares with everyone on his Facebook that he loves Jesus, but curses a little bit.
I love that.
I'm sorry. He lives in Seattle now, not Washington.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess it is, Washington State, yeah.
Right.
I saw Washington, I was thinking D.C.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks for that.
I needed to have that moment to know what happened to my personal trainer.
Why? Are you going to call him?
No, I was just curious if he also... I've let myself go. I wanted to see if he let himself go.
I bet he can do better personal training, or at least more that's what you'd like now as he's a bartender.
You'd be just make me cocktails?
Like, I like this diet.
It's like when you put the hamster on the wheel chasing the cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
He's got a little wagon pulling a gin and tonic.
Oh, that would be awesome.
What happened to you that is so unbelievable that it sounds fake? It isn't. This happened. But what's something so crazy that happens? It must not be. You're making this up.
Is yours that you hired a personal trainer?
I think so. It sounds so outlandish that no one would believe it, but it's true. I actually had a personal trainer for a while.
Okay.
For about 3 weeks. Happened to you sounds fake, but is not.
I guess, I don't know. I'm allergic to the cold. That sounds fake, but it's actually a thing. I don't know if that happened to me.
Well, that's just your opinion that you're allergic to the cold.
No, it's not.
You have sensitive skin. It doesn't mean you're actually allergic to the cold.
Yes, I am. I was told by a doctor that I have a rare allergy to the cold.
Like, did you just do my doctor here?
See, it sounds fake, but it is real. I actually am allergic to the cold.
All right. Okay. We all believe you.
All right. How about this? Ed Sheeran asked to take a selfie with me.
Sure.
That's a fact.
He was being paid to stand there and take pictures
I didn't pay him.
With media people.
I did not pay him.
You didn't, but his record label did, or the venue or whatever.
He asked to take a selfie with me.
Isn't that special?
So, there you go.
Okay.
Don't downplay my stories, okay?
Good for you.
Okay. How's your personal training going?
Terrible. All right. It was a disaster. He failed. He's the world's worst personal trainer because all this is going on. All right, that's your he said.
She said.
Just getting underway with today's he said.
She said.
This is an interesting one today. Something that happened to you. It's a true story, but it's so unbelievable it sounds fake. Now, this is a little different than when we do tips of your toddler, okay?
Yeah.
We're not talking about something when you were drunk or something from when you were... This is something that happened to you. It's so crazy that we would never believe it. But it really did happen. It's true. Your hand to God. You pledge allegiance to the flag, okay?
Joanna said, a horse threw me in the air when I was a child, but I wasn't riding him. He grabbed the skin of the back of my neck with his teeth and yeeted me.
Wow.
Is that the word, yeeted?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I thought they just like sugar cubes.
Maybe she was sweet.
Strange.
Kevin said, I sneeze when I think of sex every single time.
Well, there's a tell if I ever saw one.
My wife likes to give me a hard time if I'm just sneezing innocently. She thinks it's a riot.
They're there at the... At the funeral parlor. Disgusting. I was like, I'm real upset. I'm sorry.
You thought I was hard on you. Can you imagine? Chris said, my dad's name is Luigi and my uncle's name is Mario. They are brothers.
Well, and hopefully plumbers too.
They're Mario and Luigi. That's amazing.
It's not that amazing. Let's be honest.
It is.
No big deal. It's common Italian names.
Is it?
Yeah.
Luigi is a common Italian name?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
I've never met a Luigi before, unless they own a restaurant.
I know several Luigis.
Name one.
Luigi.
Okay.
I named one. You're welcome.
All right.
Line two.
This is going to get dark, but it's also insane. My friend ran me over with her car in front of the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean she ran you over? Like your foot?
No, I was sitting on the hood of her car and she decided, she's like, I'm going to screw with her. And just started speeding down the block, even though the car was like in neutral. Crazy. She ran over my legs. My head smashed on the... So bananas. No. Yeah, but nobody... Everyone's just like, are you serious? And I just throw that story out. Like, I'm just so used to it.
Are you okay?
Yes. Many years later, I'm like, oh, my body hurts. It's probably from that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably... You sent her the bill the next time
you... That is a crazy story.
Next time you got to go to the podiatrist, I feel like it's her fault.
I know, right? Sorry if that's too dark.
No.
No, that's crazy. Wow.
I know.
All right, let's go back to line number four. Hi.
This is a reflection on me, but I was really hungry and I was meeting my friends at a bar / restaurant. And, you know, usually it's really hard to find a parking space. So I finally found one and I like ran to go to the restaurant and met them and ate and had drinks and everything. Came back and my car had been running with the keys in it the whole time. Like no one took it, but I just left it running. Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
I know.
I don't know if it'd be better to have it stolen or to put that kind of wear and tear on the car for a couple hours.
I know.
That's stressful either way.
What did I do?
Did you have any gas left?
Yeah, I did. Everything was fine.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's what sounds fake to me.
Yeah.
You had a guardian angel on your shoulder for sure.
I did.
Something incredible. It's so over the top. It happened to you, but it sounds fake. It's not, though. What is it? That's your he said.
She said.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
All right, let's go back to line number four. Hi.
So before age 30 and without a trust fund, I went to 50 countries in 5 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Give us a couple of the countries you visited that are a little off the beaten path.
Let's see. Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Interesting. I'm sure you've got you got some amazing Facebook photo albums, I would imagine.
I just might.
Something incredible. It's so over the top. It happened to you, but it sounds fake. It's not, though. What is it? That's your he said.
She said.